Ladies and gentlemen, there is a word for someone out there today. I know people are going through a lot, and circumstances has made you want to lose your mind. Situations has reduced the consciousness of who you are in Christ. But I have a question for you. What would Jesus do? What would your father do? In that situation, what would Jesus do? As a son or daughter of God, who has dominion, power, and control, what will be your reaction? What will be your response to that circumstance that you're facing right now? That situations that you're facing right now, what will be your reaction? Would you exercise faith or fear? One thing you have to understand is that fear and faith have the same characteristics, but works in opposite direction. I want you to know that fear boosts the negativities in life, but faith boosts the positivities in life. Which one do you choose? Are you going to apply faith or fear? Remember that God said, let's make man in our own image and after our likeness. Are you really portraying the attitude and qualities of God? Ask yourself this question. In this situation, if it were to be God, my father, would he fear? Would God run? Would he cry? Would he murmur? Would he give up? No! God will speak a word and everything will be calm. In Mark chapter 4 verse 39, it says, and he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Hallelujah. And if you go to John chapter 14 verse 12, you will understand that the Bible said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth in me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. In that situation, what will you do? Remember that he has promised us greater things we shall do. Why then are we acting as if we don't know who we are in Christ Jesus? Stand up, take charge, take control, take dominion, speak to that situation, get out, be lost. Talk to your situation, talk to that condition. Say it the way you want it to be, and it will be the same way you said it, because God has given us the authority to speak exactly the way he did. I want you to speak these words whenever you are in a hard situation. You can say, even when my eyes can't see, I will trust the voice of God. God didn't promise us trouble-free life. But he has told us that whenever we are in doubt and call on him, that he will answer. Most times we pray and we pray in fear. We don't pray in faith. I urge you today to exercise your faith in that situation. Yes, sure, you can tell your friends, you can tell your pastors to pray for you. But it has to work with your faith. That's why most times when Jesus speaks, he will say, go, thy faith has made you whole. What is that situation that cannot be handled? Just call on God. I pray that whatever you're going through today, when you just call on God, when you speak a word, that situation will normalize. I speak life. I speak healing into your families right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I am Annie Francis. May God bless you.